Hopkins. Bryant for the win.
Interviews from your favorite local coaches and athletes.
He's getting to the basket of will, and he's hitting that three-point shot with some consistency now, and he's just in a groove right now where he's pretty well unstoppable.
Hall of Fame and legendary guests.
I was driven by loving to play, liking the challenge of being an NFL quarterback, but after 18 years, I was 1 month short of 39 years old. It's time to go.
Analysis and insight on the latest national sports topics.
Sean Payton was horrible in clock management. That should never be the case with this New Orleans Saints team.
Well, we're waiting.
Live from the Auto Farm Studios, it's Drive Time Sports with Jordan Buscarini on KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 AM.
Welcome to Drive Time Sports. I'm your host, Jordan Buscarini, live from the Auto Farm Studios. Always happy to be along with you. We've been doing Drive Time Sports every day for 10 years, and I never thought in a million years we would have a day like today. And it really started to begin last night. The Utah Jazz and the Oklahoma City Thunder, they were getting ready to go toe-to-toe at Chesapeake Arena, and then the game was halted. And if you listen to the broadcast right here on KOAL, you could tell that something out of the ordinary was about to happen, and you almost got the sense that it wouldn't be long before it trickled throughout the country. And that's exactly what has happened. The NBA is now officially postponed, and sources are telling ESPN that the owners want a reevaluation in 30 days. We have official statements from NASCAR. It reads, quote, "At this time, NASCAR will hold its race events at Atlanta Motor Speedway and Homestead Miami Speedway without fans in attendance. These events will be restricted to competitors, crews, officials, and other necessary personnel to conduct the race. We will work with public health officials as we determine future scheduling beyond these events." We also had a statement earlier today released by the NHL. It reads, "In light of ongoing developments resulting from the coronavirus and after consulting with medical experts and a conference call of the Board of Governors, the National Hockey League is announcing today that it will pause the 2019-2020 season beginning with tonight's games." And perhaps the biggest news of the day, the NCAA tournament has been canceled over the coronavirus. This announcement came just about an hour ago. The NCAA has called off its men's and women's basketball tournaments as part of a complete cancellation of all remaining spring and winter sports championships. Here's this press release. "This decision is based on the evolving COVID-19 public health threat, our ability to ensure the events do not contribute to the spread of the pandemic, and also the practicality of hosting such events at any time during this academic year, given the ongoing decisions by other entities." That's what the NCAA released in a statement earlier today. And just to give you the rundown of which canceled championships and seasons we're talking about, that includes NCAA baseball, beach volleyball, bowling, fencing, golf, gymnastics, ice hockey, lacrosse, men's volleyball, outdoor track and field, rowing, softball, swimming and diving, tennis, women's water polo, and also wrestling. Now again, I alluded to last night in the NBA and what trickled with the Utah Jazz and the Oklahoma City Thunder contest. Yesterday, the NCAA made the announcement that they were going to schedule games starting next week, but they would be played in mostly empty arenas. That plan was scrapped. They ultimately had no choice after the NBA, NHL, and even Major League Baseball put the brakes on their seasons due to concerns with the coronavirus. Now, it hasn't stopped there. As far as the local sports scene is concerned, there was a statement released earlier today by the Utah High School Activities Association, and it reads, "The Utah High School Activities Association is announcing the suspension of the association's state debate championships in prevention efforts with the COVID-19 virus. The association is also suspending all UHSAA spring activities beginning Monday, March 16th, for a period of at least 2 weeks. Member schools and districts, as a local decision, may suspend spring activities immediately. Those member schools and or districts will need to work with the Utah High School Activities Association on suspensions. All out-of-state school-related travel has been suspended immediately for a period of at least 2 weeks." Now, today, We do have high school activities taking place throughout the state. I know the Carbon tennis team is on the road in Mount Pleasant. In fact, right now, the Emory baseball team is participating in a game against Uinta. The Carbon Dino baseball team was scheduled to return to the baseball diamond tomorrow against Grantsville and again on Saturday in Lomond. None of those events will take place. I know the track and field season was also expected to begin for Carbon over the weekend. That will also not happen. Now, we will talk more high school sports in just a bit here on the show. We are going to be joined by Coach Jeff Cincinnaros of the Carbon Dino baseball team. He was originally scheduled to join us today. We will talk about the last two outings for this Carbon baseball team. Unfortunately, both were losses. And now we'll talk about what is next for the high school season. We know that for a minimum of 2 weeks, we will not have any high school events here in the Castle Country. So that's where we're at in the world of sports today. The show Drive Time Sports obviously will continue, and I promise we'll have a conversation about the ramifications of, as to what has happened on the national level. And like I said, we'll talk local sports in just a moment. We're going to be joined by Coach Jeff Cincinnaros of the Carbon Dino baseball team. Let's break for a moment. It's Drive Time Sports, and we are live from the Auto Farm Studios right here on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.
There's no crying in baseball!
Prepare the water cooler, that we may gather around it later and discuss things. Play ball!
It's time for the Coach's Corner on Drive Time Sports.
Holy cow!
We're back on Drive Time Sports to talk local baseball. A lot going on in the high school world right now. Carbon High School Baseball was preparing to travel on the road tomorrow to take on Grantsville. And then on Saturday, a scheduled home game against Ben Lomond. Now that has fallen by the wayside, and joining us right now to talk about that and the previous couple of outings, we have manager Jeff Cincinnaros. And Coach, I do appreciate you making out the time for us again today. Thank you.
Jordan, I appreciate you getting me in. Yeah, we're in full swing of baseball right now. It's good to get in and talk about what we have going on and what's gone on in the past and hopefully what's going to go on in the future for us.
And well, let's start by talking about the future, because it was announced by the Utah High School Activities Association just a few hours ago that beginning Monday, they are going to suspend all Utah High School Activities Association sanctioned events for at least 2 weeks. Now, in the press release, it did say it was up to the schools to suspend activities prior to Monday. I know we have the tennis meet going on in North St. Pete, and so that obviously wasn't going to take effect today, but as you and I were discussing off the cuff, it will begin tomorrow here in the district.
Yeah, it is going to happen. It's unfortunate with the circumstances going on, you know, worldwide right now, but our school district here at Carbon has taken the initiative to cancel any activities beginning tomorrow, a couple days ahead of what the High School Activity Association is going to do. But like you mentioned, tennis, I think, is gone today. Girls softball is gone down in St. George, so they are letting them compete in those events. But as far as our games scheduled tomorrow at Grantsville and here at home Saturday with Ben Lomond, those have been canceled for right now. And basically for the next 2 weeks, any game that was scheduled has been canceled. So it's a tough situation. I mean, obviously we've all seen what's going on, you know, in the local news and the headlines of what, you know, this virus is doing and causing the panic that it is. And it's a tough thing to foresee what's going to happen in the future. All we can do is control what you can control yourself, and you really can't control what others are doing. But you know, for us, it's a big blow to us in the middle of our baseball season that, you know, we may be out for 2 weeks, we may be out longer than that, we may not play anymore. It's unsure to me, and you know, we don't have an answer, but we're going to do the best we can over the next couple weeks to stay in game shape, so that if we do come back, we're going to be in the middle of our region season, that we are prepared and can finish playing and try and make up any of these games that we do miss. But you know, as of right now, you know, all further contests have been put on hold, and you know, it's unfortunate, but you know, there is a bigger picture here, and hopefully we can get through this epidemic and move on.
I know you've been around for so long as a coach. You've never seen anything like this, have you?
Never. You know, I've never seen anything like this. I mean, in my lifetime, obviously, there's been a lot of different things we've had go on throughout history. But, you know, I'm not a young man anymore, but hopefully not an old man by trait. But, you know, this is just something that, you know, you've seen movies on on TV, you know, of things happening like this and the panic that it brings with things, and you don't ever think it's going to happen. And I really don't personally think this is something that's going to, you know, put an end to everything we have going on. I think it's just the unknown is caught all of us by, you know, surprise. But it's unfortunate. I would have never thought, you know, 3-4 days ago that we would be at this point where we're at today with canceling, you know, all of the major sporting events from professional, you know, down to high school now. And even below that, I mean, you're going to see, you know, elementaries, everything shut down here, I'm guessing, in within a few days. And already the classes at the colleges and things are all being done online. So it's a man, it's tough to see what's going on. It's tough to see the panic and fear that it's put in people, and you just don't want to live your life that way. And then, you know, for me and my family, I know we're going to continue to do things that we do and move forward. And only, you know, you can only control what you can control, like I said. But, you know, I do feel sorry for these young men and young ladies who are missing out on a vital part of their life right now. You know, you only get to go to high school once. You only get these games to be able to be played once. I've got two seniors on my baseball team that are missing contests and hopefully don't have to miss an entire year of baseball. But, again, I can't control that. And we'll move forward. And when we get the opportunity to play again, we'll be ready to do so.
I guess the only other question I have, Coach, and I'm sure several people are wondering this as well, 2 weeks, and when we talk about baseball, when we talk about any spring sport, it doesn't just have to be baseball. It's such a compact schedule to begin with. I mean, just looking at it from a realistic standpoint, it's not feasible to make up every event that's going to be missed over the next 2 weeks. That affects things drastically.
Yeah, I mean, not even close, especially with the new adopted pitching rule that baseball adopted a few years back. There's no way that, you know, you can play more than basically 3, maybe possibly 4 games in a week. You know, and the Activity Association, you know, probably won't allow that anyway, won't require us to do so. So we're going to miss games that will not get made up. You know, right now we're going to play some, you know, non-region contests. We have a couple non-region contests scheduled for, you know, the beginning of April that, you know, we may have to cancel those so that we're able to fit region games in at those times too. You know, we're just going to have to see how it plays out. I mean, it's right now there's so many unknowns out there that I don't dare speak about what will happen, you know, after today. But again, yeah, that schedule is so compact that we're playing so many games in such a short amount of time that there's no way we will play a full schedule. You know, that's a given. But, you know, we'll do our best when we get the okay, and hopefully that okay is, you know, in a short amount of time from today, and then we can get back going.
Definitely don't mean to throw a curveball at you, so excuse me if I do, but does this affect the youth camp that you guys have coming up at all?
It's going to. There's okay. No doubt. You know, I'm glad you brought that up. It's something I hadn't even thought about until you just mentioned it, Jordan. We had that youth camp set up. They're not going to allow us to have that camp. We're not going to be allowed to work with the youth. You know, that's going to be something that they are going to completely shut that down too. So, you know, hopefully that word will get out. You know, we'll try and get that posted on Facebook. If we can possibly make that up, you know, once this is all behind us, you know, I'd love to. We want to work with our youth kids. I think it's great. We got the two new baseball fields that I want to get them on so they can see where they should be playing in a few years and get them excited. And it gets my guys excited to work with these kids. They can remember when they were that age and they were looking at the high school guys thinking, you know, are we ever going to be that big and strong, and are we ever going to play there? And now they are. So I know how it affects the young kids, and I know how it affects my guys. So, you know, it's definitely something that is unfortunate that we're going to have to cancel, you know, because that was coming up here in a week or two. But, you know, hopefully we can get that rescheduled in the future. We'll get with, you know, the younger league and see when maybe a good day to do that is and move forward from there. So, but right now I'm glad you mentioned that, because that is something that we will have to put on hold.
Again, our guest right now, manager Jeff Cincinnatus of the Carbon Dino baseball team. Coach, let's step away from the current cancellation. Let's talk about the way this team has performed over its last couple of outings. Obviously, a 2-1 start to the season, a win against Pace and a win against West, but a loss to Summit Academy. Most recently, back-to-back games this week against Bountiful and Provo. Definitely no slouches, plus you had to travel on the road. Neither game worked out into our favor, but I know in just talking to you off the cuff, you saw some positives in these games.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I don't want to say a rough start to the season. I mean, we're 2-3 right now, but we have played some very quality opponents in those 5 games. and played pretty well. I mean, overall, I mean, obviously there's things as a coach you're never going to be happy with. We could be 5-0, and I'd probably be talking about the same things right now that we need to work on and get better. That's just the way it is. But a lot of positives in different aspects of the game. You know, I think pitching right now has still been a big positive for us. We've had some great outings by our pitching staff in our 2-0 loss to Bountiful on Monday. You know, Jordan Fawcett threw five wonderful innings for us at that level against that team. You know, we had a couple of unearned runs that led to a 2-0 loss. You know, we face a kid who's going to play at the next level next year as a left-handed pitcher, and we do not see a lot of really good left-handed pitching, especially in our classification. So, you know, I felt really good about that outing on Monday, even though it was a loss. And you know, no one likes to lose. I surely don't schedule games saying, you know, it's a moral victory to just play teams. I'm here to win. And our guys are here to win, and you know, and a loss is a loss. But I think we took a lot of positives away from that loss. Unfortunately for us, I thought we turned around on Tuesday to maybe even a better Provo team, but we didn't play as well, and we didn't step up and compete as well as I wanted to. You know, and coming off a 2-0 loss to Bountiful, I thought we'd have showed up on Tuesday a little bit more hungry and a little bit more in tune with what we needed to do against a very, very good Provo team, who I think in four games now has outscored their opponents 42-1, which is amazing to start the season.
No
but
question.
In playing them, I can see why their pitching staff is good. We've played them now for the last, I think, five preseasons, and they've consistently gotten better every year. And, you know, I knew they had a great club coming back this year. Again, we had some unearned runs that gave them, you know, an opportunity to put runs on the board early against us. And we just never really recovered. And then we faced another kid who, in my opinion, will pitch at the next level also, a kid that threw the ball really well, a right-hander who kept us off balance all day long. And that's coming – you know, it's hard to come off of a left-handed pitcher like we've seen the day before and then see a right-hander the next day that throws that well. You know, maybe two kids – I don't know if we'd see that kind of pitching in 3A this year. I mean, there might be a kid or two, but on a consistent basis, we're never going to see that. But again – you know, no excuses for our team. We're there to compete. We need to make in-game adjustments, and we need to be, you know, a little bit hungrier and a little bit, you know, more focused on what we're doing day to day. Yesterday was a good practice. We came back. We worked hard. We got after the guys about effort. I thought it was a really good practice, but still, I told them we need a better practice tomorrow, and we need another better practice the day after that and a better game after that. So it's all about getting better day to day. Not taking steps backwards. I thought we took maybe a few minor steps backwards in playing Provo on Tuesday. But, you know, hopefully we can get back on track. Again, that's going to be who knows when with the foreseeable future. But, you know, I'm happy about where some guys are. I'm happy with some of my younger guys, freshmen especially, that I hadn't really had a chance to see play at this level, who I've gotten an opportunity to throw in ball games at the varsity JV level now and seen them perform and really not miss a beat. So I'm excited about, you know, some of the people we have filling some shoes this year that were left by the seniors last year. And, you know, I'm just going to be excited to get back on the playing field and playing games when we get a chance to.
Yeah, definitely looking forward to that time. We know it's at least 2 weeks at this particular time. That's going to be reevaluated at that point, correct?
That's my understanding. That's the word I got today is, you know, 2 weeks for the Utah High School Activities Association. At that two-week period, they will look at where this virus has gone, what it's done in the last 2 weeks, how it's affected, you know, the world basically, and see where we're at with it. And, you know, I hope and obviously pray that, you know, everybody is safe and healthy and that we can work through this and move forward and that, you know, it's hopefully just another bump in the road as far as life's concerned. But by no means, you know, or do I know anything about this virus or you know, how it's going to affect individuals. But, you know, you can only, like I said before, control what you can control and do the best you can and, you know, and live life and work forward. So we're going to continue to do that at the high school baseball level and at all aspects of our life.
Coach, I definitely appreciate you taking out the time to come in. I look forward to having a baseball conversation with you relatively soon. Hopefully we can catch up before that two-week period is done and maybe get an update on the way things are looking.
Sounds good, Jordan. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Again, that's manager Jeff Cincinnatus of the Carbon Dino baseball team. We've got a break for just a moment. We'll come back and move over to the national sports scene when we return. We're live from the Auto Farm Studios on 107.3 FM and 750 AM.
You're listening to Drive Time Sports on KOAL AM 750 with Jordan Buscarini.
They're running down the
We're back on Drive Time Sports, live from the Auto Farm Studios, KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 AM. I'm your host, Jordan Buscarini, and we have officially entered strange times. We just got through talking about sports on the local level. It has been canceled throughout at least the next 2 weeks. We'll have the final games today, and then we'll move in to a two-week, I guess we can call it a moratorium period, as far as high school games are concerned. We'll talk more about that in the coming days. How about on the national level? If you listened to the live broadcast last night, we got about 30 minutes into the Utah Jazz-Oklahoma City Thunder broadcast before the game was officially canceled. Since then, Rudy Gobert, Donovan Mitchell have both tested positive for the coronavirus, and that has led organizations throughout the national world of sports to cancel. If it's Major League Baseball, if it's the NHL, if it's NASCAR, if it's the NCAA tournament. And joining us right now to talk about that and more, we have a great friend of mine, Steve Bordstein. Steve, a pleasure. I appreciate you joining me on what is kind of a bizarre day, to say the least.
The last 24 hours, in particular, have been pretty unconventional. I mean, we have essentially now learned that everything is canceled, or at least postponed for the time being. Just earlier, we got word, just a little bit less than an hour ago, that the NCAA has canceled March Madness, which, I mean, that's you're entering bizarro country already on that one. I mean, millions of people filling out their brackets. They were earlier saying yesterday that they were going to play the games not in front of fans, which was going to be awkward enough just to watch games. But now we're entering some pretty uncharted territory. You and I, Jordan, were talking off the air about this is kind of an area we haven't really been in since 9/11.
Right. Yeah. And as I told you, I was in junior high when 9/11 took place. I'm not going to say I was unaware of the ramifications of 9/11, but when you're in junior high school, you really don't see the world outside of your own little bubble. So I'm sure you know exactly what I mean when I say that. You, on the other hand, you were working in sports during 9/11, so you definitely have a better understanding of that than I would.
And I think the reason we have such uncertainty right now is, okay, once 9/11 happened, you were pretty much under the assumption that at some point things were going to resume. Life was going to go on. Okay, so now we go here. And what we have here is we have an epidemic, apparently, a pandemic is what we're referring to it as, that we don't really know when things go back to normal, right? So things have been postponed. The NBA season will come back at some point. The National Hockey League presumably will come back at some point. Major League Baseball has now pushed back its regular season. They've canceled spring training. But eventually it will come back at some point. The NFL, which was going on during 9/11, Major League Baseball, college football, we knew eventually they would get back to the swing of things. It would take a week or two, however long it was going to take, and eventually everything would be just fine and life would return back to normal. But we don't have that certainty with this now. And I would like to think that all the sports leagues, whether it be the NCAA, whether it be MLB, NBA, NHL, all the others that have since made adjustments now, are all essentially making the right call. And that's what you and I talked about earlier is, you know, for all the talk we've had for so many years that the NFL doesn't listen to its fans or the sports leagues don't cater to their fan bases, they're doing the right thing here. We don't know how severe this epidemic is, so everyone's making the right call. We can all argue the merits of it. We can all argue they're overreacting to it, that we're panicking, but this is the right thing to do. So I think that's why this makes this so much different from 9/11 or any other time when we've had a mass cancellation of sporting events. And it does play to the mindset of sports fans. What do? You know, on a Saturday or Sunday, well, we watch sports. That's our stupid. You and I have been doing sports talk radio long enough that we know what our Saturday nights are going to look like. We're just going to stay up late to watch a Mountain West basketball game, or you're going to stay up late and watch the last few minutes of an extra inning game in Major League Baseball. Well, no, we're not. So what do you do with those time? I mean, I've literally spent the first, you know, like 20 minutes before you called me, I was sitting here going, well, I guess I'm going to be binge-watching movies on Netflix for a while. If you're a sports talk show host, what do you talk about? I mean, because where do you go? You don't have anything to talk about for a few weeks.
Yeah, I guess on Monday I'll talk about The Office because I can quote nearly every episode of that series. Maybe that's what I'll talk about.
Great show, by the way.
Thank you.
We can do a top 10 thing on 10 greatest pranks played on Dwight.
And again, as you alluded to, not to make light of anything, but really, where do we go in the sports world? And Steve, you mentioned the NCAA tournament being canceled. This one, it was only a matter of time. I know yesterday or late last night, they'd made the announcement that they would look for a new venue for the Elite Eight and the Final Four to be played in a smaller venue because they were only going to allow immediate family members, media, and the teams in. There would be no fans. Okay, so that seemed to be the resolution for the NCAA, at least yesterday. We have the thing happen to the NBA, and I do believe that the NBA has, for the time being, made the right call. And we can get more into that in just a moment. But when you have the NBA, and you have NASCAR, and you have Major League Baseball, and you have all these different entities canceling or at least postponing for the next couple of weeks, it really forced the NCAA's hand here, right? And I know that the story on social media was, look, you have the NBA, they're paying these athletes millions and millions of dollars, and they can stop what's going on with these amateur athletes that make nothing. The NCAA is going to force them to play. I almost feel as if the NCAA was not ready to cancel the tournament, but they were forced into it by what's happening in the sports world around them.
And I think there's going to be that sense of panic and that sense of anger from fans. And you and I talked about this earlier, is, again, you know, this is probably an overreaction. We hope it is. I'm certain that none of us want to see, you know, this turn into an even bigger story than it already is and already most likely deserves to be. But you have to make these calls. These professional and amateur sports leagues have to make these decisions. And to take it even one step further, we don't know beyond maybe a week or two, right? I mean, we've been told Major League Baseball is going to suspend opening day for at least 2 weeks. Okay, so let's fast forward the calendar now. Now we're getting into the first part of April, okay? You mentioned the NCAA tournament. Okay, so let's take it one step further. You got the Masters coming up in 3 weeks. Some of the golfers who will be participating in the Masters come from overseas, come from Europe. Well, yesterday, President of the United States announced a travel ban from basically every country but England in the continent of Europe. That means they can't come here. You have the Kentucky Derby coming up on the first Saturday in May. Several of the horses who are participating in stakes races overseas would then be using those stakes races and then coming here. Well, now they can't. You have the Indianapolis 500, which is going to be at the end of May. But let's just fast forward here. The possibility that these tournaments, these events, are either going to be postponed or canceled, then you throw off the schedule of everything else. The Masters is the first major of the golf season. The Kentucky Derby is the first leg of the Triple Crown. The Indianapolis 500 is part of the I forget what league they're in. The Indy League and auto racing. But you have NASCAR events coming up the next several weeks that are not going to be happening. That's going to throw off the NASCAR calendar. You've now thrown this entire sports picture into such massive chaos right now that if we don't have this settled in 2 to 3 weeks, how do you have these events take place either in front of no fans or being canceled altogether?
Right, and as far as the NFL is concerned, to me, this is going to be the only major league that we truly care about in this country that's not affected by it, right? Because the NFL draft, it is going to continue. It may not happen in Vegas in front of a live audience the way they expected, but they'll have it like they did back in the day. It'll take place in a conference room. Players will still be selected. When I look at the NBA, and I don't even necessarily worry about Major League Baseball in this same sense, but Steve, when I look at the NBA, the owners reportedly want this to be re-evaluated in 30 days. How do you handle the NBA basketball season? You can't push everything back 30 days, right? It's not possible, because if you do that, we're still playing basketball games come June 25th when we have the NBA draft. This changes everything in the NBA completely. And I know, grand scheme, this may be something that we shouldn't worry about, but look, this is a sports talk radio show, and so I have to ask this question. What happens with the NBA? To me, that's the biggest question mark among professional sports.
And you mentioned the NFL draft, and we'll get to the NBA in just a moment here, but, you know, the idea that it takes place in a conference room. Okay, well, you know, what happens if, you know, we're in the middle of an epidemic? It's even worse than what we're being told it is right now. Players may not be able to travel for. Maybe you're getting all your information on, you know, from on telephone calls. And, you know, the NFL loves a big event, right? They love the splashy event on national TV. So that could be, you know, just how we view it, how we take it in could be affected. To go back to the NBA, you're right. You can't have the NBA draft during the NBA playoffs or during the NBA finals. You can't have it during that time. Then you throw off that schedule. Spring football is coming up. What do the NCAA teams do as far as spring football games are concerned? Pro days are now being canceled around the country. And how about Tua Tagovailoa? We already don't know enough about his status as far as being a first-round draft pick. Now his pro day has been canceled. That was the thing. That was going to be the event that was going to kind of tell teams, particularly the Miami Dolphins, who are interested in drafting him, where he was going to be, how far along his progress has been. So now we don't know that. I mean, from a sports talk standpoint, most people who I believe tune in to sports talk like to recap what they saw in the most recent game, whether it's football, basketball, whatever. They like to recap. They like to look ahead to games. We don't know when the next game is going to be played, and not just in one sport, but in essentially every major event that we cover at this time of year, which is early March, early mid-March. We've got so many events that are coming up in the next several days / weeks that now we don't know if these events are going to take place. If you're a UFC fight fan, fighters who are going to be traveling from around the world to come to these particular events, boxing events that are coming up, the Wilder Fury rematch. We don't know if these guys are even going to be able to participate in these events, much less if there's going to be fans who will be able to attend these events. And if you're a person who wants to buy tickets to these events, you don't know if these events are going to take place in front of fans or not. And if you have tickets to an upcoming UFC fight card and it turns out to be canceled, then you have to go through the cancellation processes. Sports talk radio is going to be more or less a conversation of, well, I had tickets to this game. I don't know if I'm getting my money back.
Yeah, and look, I promise we're going to have some entertaining segments. I don't know if it's just guys sitting around a table having a conversation of, would you step in the ring and take a punch in the face from Mike Tyson for $1,000? I don't know what the conversation is are going to be going into next week, but I promise you we will have some entertaining conversations. Steve, I'm going to let you give us a segue into next segment. I want to talk about the Utah Jazz, and I am curious as to your thoughts on Rudy Gobert. Look, social media is a realm that is just downright horrible. It's awful. You will see some of the most revolting things on social media. And I get it. Rudy Gobert it was a perfect storm for him to contract coronavirus after he made a point to touch every microphone on a Monday press conference. I understand that there's been reports coming out that he was careless within the locker room, but look, so was I. I know that many Americans have been as well. They view the coronavirus as us really just overreacting. Some people probably still feel this way. I believe that social media has been extremely unfair to Rudy Gobert. He is not responsible for the NBA closing the doors, shutting down the studio for a couple of weeks. Do you feel bad for Rudy Gobert today? Because I sure as hell do.
I feel bad for anyone who gets thrown into that discussion of, well, he or she should have known better, or he should have done that differently. I don't think he was doing anything malicious. I don't think he was doing anything outside of who he is as a person. I don't know Rudy Gobert personally, but I would have to imagine that if he knew that he was positive for the coronavirus, I don't believe he would have done what he did. So sure, you feel bad for these guys who got caught up in the hype of this, or maybe they got caught up in the hysteria behind this whole situation. I don't believe he did this intentionally. I don't believe he did this with any sort of malice or malicious intent. But yeah, of course social media is going to jump on that story, because that's what social media does. Social media and most of the people who partake in it are essentially the people who like to throw grenades while having no fear or consequence of repercussion, right? They're the ones with the anonymous, name tags on their Twitter handles, so that you don't really have to worry about the consequences of your actions. Whereas if someone walked up to Rudy Gobert and actually said those horrible things to him in person, he probably would have had repercussion, that person who said that to Rudy Gobert. Twitter and most of social media is essentially a cesspool of the most horrifying things, the most horrifying people out there. And I don't want to speak badly of Twitter or social media, because there are people out there and there are entities out there that clearly want to do the right thing, but they are overwhelmed at times by those individuals who essentially want to make a mockery of it. I find it ironic that the same people who want to throw out the fake news thing, whenever a news organization puts out a story that they don't particularly like, they call out that news organization. You know, over the last 24 hours, when a news organization reports that such and such event is being canceled or such and such thing is being affected by this, those same people are now quoting those same news outlets and not calling them out for being the fake news, that when it's convenient, they are fake news. But now they're using those same media platforms, those same media outlets to report what's happening in the world. So you can't have it both ways, but that's what social media is. It allows you to essentially remain anonymous while throwing stones from the cheap seats.
Again, our guest, Steve Bordstein, a great friend of mine, an excellent sports mind. Steve, people are going to have a lot of time on their hands. Let them know how they can follow you, and especially some of the work that you've been doing.
You can follow me on formerly Fox 1340 on Twitter. Feel free to, you know, let's do Mount Rushmore of this. Let's do top 10 list. Let's talk about The Office. I'm going to have to start all over again on The Office. Now, I just finished watching on Amazon Prime, by the way. I just finished watching Hunters. If that's not the most uncomfortable thing I've ever watched in my life, I can't think of what it might be, but that's a must watch. If you haven't checked it out yet, do that, because I have a feeling we're going to have a lot of time on our hands as sports fans the next few weeks.
Yeah, no question. No question about it. Steve, it is always a pleasure. I'm going to make sure we get you on a little bit more frequently, especially during this time. Hopefully you have some time available.
Oh, absolutely. I've got all of it. I'm going to be watching sports documentaries. As a matter of fact, probably one I'll watch tonight will be the Allie Cavett documentary that was on HBO a couple of years ago. It's a series of conversations between Dick Cavett and Muhammad Ali. So those will be fun times over the next couple of weeks.
Absolutely. Steve Bordstein, again, our guest here on Drive Time Sports. We're going to break for just a moment. More coming up when we return right here on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.
Oakland-born Damian Lillard.
Now, what a second season for Damian Lillard.
Last year's Rookie of the Year, an All-Star this year. It's Lillard. He got the shot off. Lillard got it! And the Blazers win the series for the first time in 14 years!
This is Damian Lillard from the Portland Trail Blazers, and you're listening to Drive Time Sports with George Buscarino on KOAL 750 AM.
We're back on Drive Time Sports. Let's close out this bizarre Thursday edition of the show. I think that's the perfect way to describe it, bizarre. I'll bring in Travis Anderson to help close this out. Travis, last night, I mentioned this before, listening to the broadcast of the Utah Jazz, we knew that today would be unique. I still don't think I was fully prepared for all the announcements and all the cancellations and postponements. This is like anything any of us have ever seen. It really is a bizarre day.
It's really bizarre, like you said, and it's something that we probably won't ever see again happen, you know, with all the cancellations and everything that's going on. I mean, the sports world, it's gone for the foreseeable future.
I really hope we never see anything like this again. Rudy Gobert has been a topic on social media, and first off, let me just say, lay off of Rudy Gobert. I mean, seriously, if anyone out there really thinks that this guy tried to infect teammates or media members, you are insane, because he didn't. Now, I understand that the timing was bad, and for anyone that tells me he's an idiot for what he did at the news conference on Monday, I'm sorry, I don't agree with you. Rudy Gobert puts out a statement today on Instagram. I'll read you the whole thing. He said, "First, I want to thank everyone for the outpouring of concern and support over the last 24 hours. I've gone through so many emotions since learning of my diagnosis, mostly fear, anxiety, and embarrassment. The first and most important thing is I would like to publicly apologize to the people that I may have endangered. At the time, I had no idea I was even infected. I was careless and make no excuse. I hope my story serves as a warning and causes everyone to take this seriously. I will do whatever I can to support using my experience as a way to educate others and prevent the spread of this virus. I am under great care and I will fully recover. Thank you again for all of your support. I encourage everyone to take all the steps to stay safe and healthy. Love." Okay, so first off, class act. Love the fact that he and I use air quotes, owned what he has basically been forced into deeming a mistake. Here's the problem with this. You didn't take this seriously.
No.
You still don't take this seriously.
No, I don't.
Okay, so what he did on Monday, it was sheer coincidence. It's totally coincidental that what he did on Monday led to what happened last night, right?
Yeah, it's just something that, you know, he was just goofing with, which I think a lot of people have goofed with this.
Exactly.
And it comes out as bad timing 2 days later and that video surfaced. So he didn't know that he had it.
No.
And it's not like, okay, well, I have it. I'm going to go do this. No, he didn't know.
No.
It was just goofing.
Come on. The idea, and look, there's been a lot. I thought that Adrian Wojnarowski on Twitter.
He tarnished the guy.
I think he did too. And I think it was totally unfair. Right, like, let's keep our head here. Let's keep everything in perspective. Now, aside from the Rudy Gobert talk, and again, I truly 100% feel for that man.
Yeah, he's got to be feeling so terrible with everything that happened. You know, then Donovan Mitchell gets it. Their lockers are next to each other, teammates and all that. And he's got to be, you know, feel extra, you know, terrible about that situation because, you know, the video and everybody attacking him.
Yeah, look, I'm not a doctor. You're not a doctor. Many people who listen to this show are not doctors, right? So we need to put the judgment at the door. Social media stinks. I don't know how else to describe it. For every bit of good that Twitter provides us, it is equally horrible. And the people that say whatever they want and there's absolutely no consequence for what they say, they are horrible too. They stink too. Okay, so that's my take on Rudy Gobert and that entire situation. Let's talk about the ramifications of what this means for the NBA. Okay, I don't know how the NBA will continue the season. We'll have to know relatively soon because already owners want a 30-day reevaluation. You can't just pick up where the season is in 30 days. It doesn't work from a timeline perspective. It doesn't work with the NBA draft. It doesn't work with schedules of arenas. It just doesn't work that way. So I'm curious to see how the NBA picks up the season. But here's the interesting topic, and you have to understand the CBA in depth to get this. Okay, so I'm going to put this in layman's terms. Basketball-related revenue is halted for at least 30 days.
Yep.
Because the owners want a reevaluation in 30 days. So if we stick to that time frame, basketball-related revenue is halted for that amount of time. Basketball-related revenue was a big sticking point in the last CBA agreement. Players wanted more. We had conversations about it multiple times on this show. Regardless of what your feelings were on the basketball-related revenue, the fact of the matter is it dictates the salary cap. The salary cap is already projected to dip by $1 million, I believe, going into next season.
Yep.
This is going to affect the salary cap long-term. It goes beyond this season of the NBA. And these are questions that I am looking forward to seeing or getting answers to in the coming days. We've never seen anything like this. Now, for anyone asking, can the NBA or will the players still get paid? There is a provision in the current CBA that says the league doesn't have to pay these players.
No, they don't.
While the games are not being played.
No, they don't have to because, you know, there's no revenue. So
no, there's a provision. I believe it's 1 of 92.6% a player could lose for every game that is missed.
That's why players have to be smart and save their money and in case a situation occurs, which is out of their hands, which has happened. So yeah, they don't have to pay him. So, you know, NBA players have to be smart in what they do for the next little while.
It's going to be a very interesting time. Now, I want to close out the show with this. Mark Cuban, I love that guy.
And Major League Baseball won't let this guy own a franchise, but they let the New York Mets, the Mariners run the Mets. So, you know, Mark Cuban's awesome.
Mark Cuban.
He gets it.
He gets it. That's exactly the way you can describe Mark Cuban. Mark Cuban was talking about the situation and those who will be affected around the arena. He's talking about the part-time or full-time vendors. He said that he is working to get a program in place that will make sure that those people do not miss out on pay. So when you and I are talking about NBA players and the fact that they may or may not get paid during this 30-day or however long this hiatus is going to be.
Goes beyond that.
Well, much so. I mean, very much so. It goes back to the lockout situation. I kept talking about there are media members that I know their livelihood depends on NBA basketball. Mark Cuban is talking about putting a program in place to make sure that those people are taken care of that work at the arena. Mark Cuban, he gets it. That's the perfect way to describe him. I love that guy. Hopefully within the next couple of weeks, everything goes back to normal. Bottom line is, wash your hands, follow the precautions, and stay safe out there. Out of time on this edition of the show. I want to thank Jeff Cincinnatus and also Steve Bordstein for taking out the time to join us. We'll be back to do it again tomorrow. Be safe. We are out.